Hi everyone. So my talk today is about eating your own dog food. So we've all heard the term dog fooding, but this talk's about building a product using WebRTC for broadcasters, and it's called Broadcaster VC. So we've only got 20 minutes, so I'm gonna get on and hopefully hit my 20-minute mark. So if you hear some rain above my head. It is the middle of winter in the UK. But I'm hoping that OBS and the noise filters will clear it all out. So let's get going. So a little bit about me if you don't know who I am. So I'm Dan Jenkins. I'm a developer and architect of real-time communications projects. I'm the founder of a company called Nimble Ape, and I created a real-time communications conference in the UK called ComCon. I build Lego as and when I can. I'm the chief ape at Nimble Ape, and I created something called Broadcaster. And as I keep telling everyone, I'm a web developer who just happens to do real-time communications. There aren't that many of us. And I'm Dan and Scott Jenkins on Twitter. I do enjoy a couple of tweets during my talk if someone wants to tweet me. So, Nimble Ape, we were founded in 2013. We're a real-time communications consultancy, and we do a load of open source VoIP, and we do a load of WebRTC, and that's native using React Native, for example, or Flutter, as well as web. And then we build and we use open source. So, let's talk a little bit about broadcasting. So, in short, Broadcaster is designed totally for broadcasters, as well as AV companies, so that they can stop hacking solutions around bringing in remote participants using Zoom, MS Teams, Skype, insert other conference service here, and tools such as vMix, which is a professional editing suite. This isn't a commercial talk. I don't do commercial talks. Kind of it's borderline at parts, but hopefully you'll come away with it, come away from the talk feeling as though I did it justice. So it's not a commercial talk, and if anyone feels differently, then holler at me on Twitter and tell me I was wrong. So where did this story begin, right? Every single talk has a story to it, and it all started because I hated seeing the Zoom UI on news reports. And basically, the BBC in the UK, during the pandemic, pretty much every single remote interview, you could see the Zoom UI. And for me, this just crossed the line. Public broadcasters should not be openly advertising commercial companies. There is a reason why, say, when news reporters or TV programs use Apple laptops, they cover up the Apple symbol. But for some reason, this was perfectly fine. We were able to just see the Zoom UI. And for me, even though some of the time they said Zoom, some of the time they didn't, but for me, anyone that's actually used any kind of conferencing service during their lifetime slash the pandemic, this was essentially rubber stamping Zoom as, well, the BBC use it, so why shouldn't I? That's the way that I saw it. And I also ran an event last year called ComCon Virtual 2020. So we ran two in-person events in 18 and 19, and then it had to move virtual for 20. We weren't actually going to run an in-person event in 2020, and this is why it actually took a lot of knee-jerk reactions, let's say, to get us to a point where we were actually running ConCon virtual. In the picture, you can see Lorenzo from Meet Echo, the Janus team, in the top right. There am I on the top left, and then his slide deck was in the bottom left, and then that's our AV team. In the bottom right, and then you can see that we actually use Jitsi for screen sharing. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. So I found ComCom Virtual was like this huge teachable moment for me in terms of how to run a virtual event. Not just in terms of logistics, of the fact that people weren't meeting in person. It's more about how do you actually run a virtual event and make it good? Because up until that point, all that I had seen of virtual events was people like 50, 60, 100 people going on Zoom. And there was just this wall of people watching this one person talk. And I was like, why do you all need to be on Zoom? Like, I don't need to see bobbing heads. I don't need to see 100 bobbing heads on Zoom. It's just the most ridiculous thing in the world. So it was this huge teachable moment for me. And we actually only, like I said, we only decided to actually do it about 6 weeks before it was meant to run. And that included getting all the sponsorships, getting all of the talks ready, recording all of the talks, doing post-production on everything, and then actually running it. The fact that I just counted all of that on five fingers tells you how very little time we actually had. I had plans to set, like when we were thinking about doing it, like months and months ahead of time, and like the pandemic had hit, and we were like, it's kind of right. We should probably do it. It's like if a real-time communications conference can't happen, then like no one. We shouldn't be talking about what we do because like this is the time for real-time communications, right? So I was umming and ahhing and eventually yeah. But ultimately months ahead when I was umming and ahhing, I was thinking, well, we could buy some cameras and we could send them all around the globe. And then like we could get all of that footage sent back to the AV team and they could just post-prod it. But I simply ran out of time to do all of that. So we got our previous AV team from the previous